The panel members ranged from lawyers and community watchmen to religious leaders and lawmakers. Some of those lawmakers helped craft the initial policy that was under review. And that, says Representative Alan Williams, may have changed the group's conversation and the outcome.
Quite possibly. If you have lawmakers on there who had some dissent or disagreement with the current law, then, you know, they would have been given the opportunity. I know, for example, Senator Chris Smith, who also has a bill to amend the Stand Your Ground law, was requested to be on that task force and was not placed on the task force.
However, Representative Dennis Baxley, the task force member who sponsored the initial legislation, says there was plenty of diversity on the board. Furthermore, he adds, questioning the makeup of the panel is out of line.
Yeah, I think it's inappropriate to question the governor's appointments on the task force.
But political scientist Susan McManus from the University of South Florida says there will always be speculation on that what-if factor. That's just what she calls political gaming. She also says it's not uncommon to have the law's writers on these task forces since they know the law inside and out. According to McManus, task forces like this have the power to thrust more attention onto the issue and start a conversation, whether people agree with the findings or not.
Certainly, any kind of task force which lays out the issues can be helpful even to opponents of the final report.
McManus says recent massacres like the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting have made the gun issue more complex.
The heinousness of it and the shooting of small kids at school really pushed Americans to focus on guns in a different way, and that would be true in Florida as well.
Lawmakers like Representative Williams have noted that these recommendations from the task force are just that, recommendations, and in the end, the burden falls on the legislature to make changes to the law, if any. Officials like Senator Chris Smith have put forth legislation altering the current Stand Your Ground policy, which are making their way through the Capitol for this session. Tuesday marks the one-year anniversary of Trayvon Martin's death, the shooting that sparked the creation of the task force. George Zimmerman, Martin's accused murderer, is set to stand trial in June. For WFSU-FM, I'm Stephen Rodriguez.